closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ News Talk Sports. I had said I thought it was going to be a nasty winter. You know, you can define that in any number of ways. When I left the house yesterday, I had no idea it was 12 below. I didn't. I don't know. I just kept missing the temperature. I don't know what was going on. I just had no idea it was that cold. I thought it was about zero. I knew it was cold, obviously. I mean, I do still have sensory perception. I had no idea it was that cold. The other thing is I'm amazed how we've gotten used to this. When the first cold of the season came in, it was like 20, 15, whatever. Well, hey, it's really cold. Now that it's really cold. And then you get a snow shower today, which made driving miserable. And you heard Chuck just now with the traffic report. Still, there are a lot of accidents. Just a mess out there. You will notice I took the Clinton-era vehicle again today, Jason. The 1998 Crown Vic. Boy, that thing is a pig on ice. My daughter just can't get the hang of it. She just can't. What the hell are you watching there? A buffalo launches predator into the air? Is that a water buffalo? Well, we must be talking Africa here. Yeah. A lion tries to attack some type of buffalo. Oh, he like by the tail. He swings that. Oh. Holy cats. Just picks him up. It looks like professional wrestling. Well, look how you distracted me. I have to take internet away from you. I was trying to make a meaningful point about the weather here, although that's damn cool, and I need to post that to the Bader blog because it really is cool. Send me that link. Would you just actually send me the story link, and I will post that because that is actually really cool. Don't screw with a buffalo. Holy cats. And I mean that literally because it's a big old cat. Like it looks like the old pro wrestling, swinging the guy around in the air, almost by the lion's tail, it appears to be the case. In any event, is an inch of snow enough to say that they're contributing to a rotten winter? I say yes, if that inch of snow falls when you're trying to drive to work. And that's another thing. I had no idea how hard it was snowing outside this morning. We literally had a snow shower move through. I left the dog out to do her thing in the morning. I had to brush her off like you brush off a car. She comes in and she is covered with snow. I did. I took the towel. I wiped it off just like you're clearing snow off a car. That just makes for such a long winter. That's what I was going to point out. Did you see the story in Sunday's paper? What the hell were they talking about? The front page of the paper, they made it sound as though it was going to get real warm and rainy and mushy this week. I'm not seeing that. It made it sound like it was going to warm up. Perhaps it would be a brown Christmas. The snow would melt. It was going to rain. I'm not picking up on that anywhere. I don't know where they got that from. High of 32 Thursday, I think that is. But it still shows snow for that. I hate this piddly stuff. I just, a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit here. However, I do like a white Christmas. But we will tell not that long. Gosh, it's just hard to believe. We're a week from Christmas Eve, Jason. It just seems inconceivable to me. So it's not that far, and we'll know if we're going to have a white Christmas. I was going to say time will tell, but not a whole lot of time. Speaking of time will tell, the paper has this morning what I think is a very impressive story on the work being done on the Leo Frigo Bridge. As you know, I thought the bridge could be closed for an extended period of time, maybe more than a year. And the target continues to be next month. The reason I didn't believe that is I couldn't believe that you could just take that sagging section and lift it back up to where it belongs. It just seemed like that was too much bridge to me. I thought you were looking at replacement. I didn't know. I admit it, I didn't know. But that early discussion where, yeah, they could actually push it back into place, lift it back into place, seemed almost incomprehensible to me. And the paper has a really interesting story, I think, today, of how that process is happening and what a precision process it is to lift 3 million pounds back into place, 1,600 tons. And if you look at the print edition, they have comparisons of how much weight that is. It's a fleet of 747s that they're trying to lift back into place. I'm going to be honest, I didn't think that was possible, but this has been done. And I certainly didn't think it would have been possible in that amount of time. The other thing I'm impressed with is that, at least to their confidence level, and this was really the thing that I thought was going to be the hang-up, that they are convinced that the support that failed is now ready to lift that, bear that weight again. I thought that was going to take a lot longer. I've been very impressed, assuming all of this goes off as planned. Experts have calculated that the sagging section weighs more than 3 million pounds, or 1,600 tons. So they are going to push the concrete and steel platform back into place. I find that an amazing, it should be on Modern Marvels on the History Channel. It's just, to me, that's very impressive. I love the way the engineering consultant Bill Quasney put it. When done properly, it works well. Well, that's true of just about every delicate procedure now, isn't it? When done properly, heart surgery works very, very well. When done improperly, it doesn't work so well. But it has to be done very carefully. Let's see. Although, okay, Zenith Tech crews are expected to spend several days using hydraulic jacks to boost the Leo Frigo back into position, a process that will go slow by design. I believe it is supposed to start today. And there, as I said, spend several days. Although raising bridges is nothing new for the State Highway Department, officials say the Green Bay job is more complicated because the bridge is especially large and because it needs to be raised more than most bridges. Very unusual, obviously, said Bill Dreher, structures and design chief. According to state officials, the portion of the bridge we're talking about here weighs 3.23 million pounds. The weight is divided in half between the bridge's northbound lanes and southbound lanes, which are not connected. The combined weight of the concrete and steel to be raised is equal to 7 times the weight of the Statue of Liberty. I find this, if this goes off, and by the way, I'm not trying to jinx it. I'm just saying, if this goes off the way they're describing, I think that's incredibly impressive. I sincerely believe that when you looked at the portion of the bridge that was sagging, it seemed unlikely to me that they would be able to do what they're going to do. And I initially heard some scuttlebutt that it might even be too expensive to try. You know, that is it worth the money to repair the bridge? But that's when people wondered if you actually could just lift up that sagging section. They have 10 hydraulic jacks beneath the bridge deck and operate them all simultaneously to raise the platform. Okay, have you ever tried? Listen, my dad, let me tell you something. My dad worked a lot of second jobs because the farm didn't make enough money. He worked at the now defunct Chadwick's, long defunct, Chadwick's company. You know what they ever tell this story, Jason? You know what they made? They made bars for taverns. I told you about that. And what was called the sleeve rail. That's where, you know, you put your sleeves, or it's elevated from the bar. It was all by hand. It was a six-week job, and then he would see it through going in and installing it. I'm on a quest, by the way, to find a Chadwick's bar. I think I found one back in the day, but I never had a chance to inspect it in Manitowoc. It'll have the Chadwick's nameplate right in the middle underneath, and my dad had a habit of putting his initials on the far one end underneath. So if I ever find the... I'm going to look like a goon, because if I ever find the Chadwick's template, I'm going to go looking for his initials. They're works of art, Jason. He really enjoyed that because he was able to work alone. The other job that he did, there was a house moving team in Marinette County. Boy, he hated that one. He almost took his right foot off with an air hammer once. You know, because you need to get in there with the foundation. As I got older, I was very young when he was doing that work. As I got older, he explained to me how it just never became second nature to him. Jacking up a house, the guy that ran the crew was really good at it. And, I mean, he would figure out, all right, well, this is how this house sits and such and such and such. And just, and it just, his comfort level just never got there. It's just, I mean, he did the job okay, but it just, it always seemed incredible to him. You're jacking up a house, and every jack has to be just in place, or you wreck the house. Guess what? You wreck the house? Yeah, they don't pay you, actually. And he always pulled it off, but that was not his favorite second job. When I think of the stories he told me about that, and every house is different, not just in its design, but the foundation it's on, the land that it's on. It's almost like it almost has the uniqueness of an individual person. This bridge is that, you know, it's like the TV commercial, infinity times infinity. I mean, it's just so much more than that. So if they get all of this just right and every jack placed just properly, and again, I'm not trying to jinx it, and I'm not saying they're not going to. Dreher said the jacks will be calibrated carefully to operate in perfect unison. So there's no risk of the bridge deck leaning one way or the other as it's elevated. You can't just go in there and start jacking away. He said it definitely takes some coordination and good communication. And he did say, and I wondered about this, the cold weather is a real problem, a real potential complication here, and that they've got portable heaters running to keep the jacks from freezing up. Now, hydraulic jacks don't like cold all that much. I just, again, now a listener. Listeners have been really sharp lately, by the way, in knowing where I'm going to go. A listener writes, will you drive on it the first month or year? Jason, will you? Be honest, if you had to. Yeah, okay, you would have no fears at all. Would you be the very first? You would. You would be the very first. You know, maybe we should work on that. Not just you, both of us. Have the remote access unit. Be the first to drive across it. Can you swim? Okay, I can't. Okay. Is that seat under your, is that like on the airplanes, the seat under your wheelchair? That's not a flotation device. Damn it. Because I was kind of banking on that. You know, the more I think about this out loud, we should do this. We're the only station that does traffic reports in the way that we do. This would be perfect. This would be perfect. I'm liking this. Because the listener's wondering if we do it in the first year. I thought, well, I don't want to be the first. Now the more, I think I do want to be the first. Let me think about that. It wouldn't, that thing takes battery, or you could even plug it into the vehicle, can't you? That access remote unit that we use. So yeah, you could do that remotely. We would just need a cell signal, and I'm assuming at the top of the Frigo Bridge, we should have a cell signal. I'm thinking. You know, we always do this. You know what we do? We come up with this stuff on the air, and then we don't follow through with it. Well, some of it we have. Some of the contests and other things we have. Jason and I actually do have staff meetings, but you wouldn't know it to listen to the show. We come up with these ideas. Well, you talk out loud and things happen. By the way, I am aware of the action the school board took concerning a referendum, and we will be talking about that. I still haven't called Mayor Jim Schmidt's cell, but I will. Although time's running out, this Friday is my last show of the year. And then I'm in for a long winter's nap. Well, at least until January 2nd. So I got to get this stuff done. That's the thing Robert wants us to do. I'm not anywhere near done on that. The annual little, I'm not even, no, you either. Well, and you're gone most, are you here at all next week? You're here Monday. You are here Monday. Okay. So, you're here Monday. Okay. I am doing things on the air now. I have to tell someone she doesn't have to work on Monday. I thought she did have to work on Monday. Let's see. We can have a crew from your station up in an airplane to watch it open for the first time. I will fly you. Ooh. And I know the company he works for. Oh, yeah. I know him. No, I think I want to drive over it. I think I do. Now, obviously, we can't be the very first. They have to have their little, in terms of public, we could be the first. Well, they're going to test it. They're not just going to open it without them. You'll volunteer. You'll do that. Yeah, I think you're late. Why don't you do some music over there, and I'll just stop talking. After 9 o'clock, I want to start the 9 o'clock hour with a great I told you so moment. Bye.
When Donna created the master bath of her dreams, she